Moncrief on News Talk.
The name Elizabeth Shaw might not be familiar to you, but in Germany, she's close to a household name. Although born in Belfast, she lived most of her life in East Germany, where she penned a series of wildly successful children's books. Fergal Linehan is an academic who's written the afterword to her republished memoir, How I Came to Berlin. Fergal, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. So she was born in Belfast and her family were quite liberal and quite middle class, so they wouldn't have been kind of involved in any sectarian politics at the time?
No, they weren't at all. Her father was actually from Sligo and was a member of the Church of Ireland and was a home ruler. And her mother went to Trinity College and came from South Armagh and was a Presbyterian. But she grew up with a very Irish identity. She grew up as a Protestant in Belfast, but with an extremely Irish identity, and went to a very liberal school, actually.
Yeah. And so what age was she then when they moved away from Belfast?
She was 13 when they moved to Bedford in England. Her father was he was bank manager of the in the Ulster Bank in Belfast, and he basically retired. He's about 30 years older than his wife, and they wanted to buy a house, and they decided to move to England. Basically.
Right. Okay. And so, at some point in this story, then does Elizabeth embrace left wing politics?
She most certainly does. So she's very, very good at art. She's an artist, and she's encouraged very much by her teachers in Bedford. She goes to art college in London, and while she's there, she becomes involved with different communist groups. And this is 1938, and the Spanish Civil War is on, and there is sort of a left-wing feel. And she joins certain groups and starts demonstrating, and she meets a man called René Graz at a certain stage. He's from Geneva, actually, but his father was German. And René is an artist. He's a divorcee, but he's also a dedicated communist.
Mm-hmm. So is it after the Second World War then, when Europe becomes divided, that they make this decision to move to East Germany?
Yes, exactly, at the point that loads of people were going away from Germany and were looking to get into the United States, because Germany was obviously a mess after the Second World War. In 1946, she was married to René Graz, and she decides to move to Germany, moves to Belfast. Moves to Berlin, moves to the Soviet zone. And they decide, basically, as convinced communists, that they're going to help and create sort of a new Germany and a better Germany from their perspective.
Yeah, and in terms of what careers they were going to follow, did they have a plan in that regard of what they were going to do?
They had absolutely no plan, as far as I can make out. They were probably fairly, I mean, they were artists, so they were sort of impractical, but they wanted to go and, you know, to do their art and possibly teach. That was sort of the idea.
Yeah, so. And the authorities in East Germany, did they go, no, we're going to do this? Did they, you know, put them doing something? Or were they given latitude to do what they planned to do?
Well, they were straight away, they were part of the cultural elite, because they were dependable, if you know what I mean. They weren't former Nazis. They were people who were communists and were moving back to Germany. So they did become relatively successful from an early stage, and they both got sort of different types of work, different types of contracts, doing different things. And after the establishment of the German Democratic Republic, which we probably call East Germany more so in Ireland, Elizabeth Shaw actually got a job as a political caricaturist, and with a very well-known East German newspaper called Neues Deutschland, which would have been the main newspaper of the SED, the German Communist Party. And she worked there for a number of years in the 1950s.
Okay, yeah. I would imagine you have to be rather careful about who you caricatured and in what way. So when did the first children's book arrive?
She began writing children's books in the 1960s. So she had done illustrations for different books. She was a book illustrator, and that's what she had studied also in London. And she, in the 1950s, she had done different illustrations and different caricatures for different books and different magazines. But she wrote her first book in 1963, which was published then as well, which is known in German as the Kleine Angsthase, the Timid Rabbit. And she wrote it actually in English, and she translated it herself with the help of her friends, and actually with the help of her children probably as well, and illustrated it herself. And it actually became quite a big hit and became quite a widely selling children's book in East Germany.
And kind of what age group was it aimed at?
It is for smaller children. So it is for children who... So it's not quite a picture book, but there's not that much text. There's a few sentences, maybe one or two sentences on each page. So it is for five, six, 7 year olds.
Yeah. 8 year olds. And they're not, even though they were produced in East Germany and she was a true believer, not particularly political in their content.
They're not, no. Her books aren't really political. They are sort of moralistic. There is sort of a moral tone there. But you know, you couldn't really read too much into them politically, I don't think.
And so, in total, how many did she publish?
I don't have the figures in my head, actually. She illustrated more than 30 books, and she would have published about 20, 25 books in this sort of direction. So she was very, very prolific. She published an awful lot, and she still read. That's an interesting thing, I think.
Yeah. Now, was it after the wall fell and Germany was reunified, is it fair to say her career was kind of given a second boost by people who looked back on her work with a certain, who had now grown up, who looked back on her books with nostalgia?
Well, you could certainly say that to an extent anyway. I mean, she died in 1992, so it wasn't of any personal use to her. But definitely... Definitely her books are very positively connotated, okay, by people in the GDR who had grown up with them and liked them. And the books are very nice. They're nicely written and nicely illustrated. But it was something positive from the GDR. The GDR is often, with good reason, seen in very negative terms. For obvious reasons, it was a dictatorship and they imprisoned certain amounts of people and you couldn't travel. But at the same time, you know, people were young during this period as well. And there were positive things. There was friendship. There was reading books. There was doing things with your parents. And the books have sort of become sort of a thing for parents who grew up as children in the GDR to hand back to their own children. But they've also become sort of symbols of a new sort of Eastern identity as a sort of positive element from the GDR, which is still okay to like and is still okay to give to other people.
Yeah. Did Elizabeth's view of the GDR change over time at all?
It did to an extent. So herself and her husband were dedicated communists, as I said. In her memoir, How I Came to Berlin, An Artist's Journey from Belfast and the London Bits to a Cold War City, which is published by Ballinapo Press, and it is available to buy now in Ireland as well. It was written in the 1980s, and 1980s, Elizabeth, she looks back at her 1950s self, and the naivety of her 1950s self and her belief in Stalin and her belief in the Soviet Union with a degree of critique, I suppose, to a certain extent. But she remained at the same time a dedicated socialist, and she remained a believer in the system, but wanted more freedoms, wanted more of a democratic type of socialism. She wanted people to be able to travel. What's also interesting is I did have a look at her Stasi file and that of her husband René Kratz, and which was pretty thin, but there was something there from 1966, a report, and there she's depicted as dependent, dependable. Sorry, I should say, and so is her husband. And then there was a report that I found in the archives from 1970, where again she's seen as dependable and as somebody who's loyal to the Communist Party. But her husband in the second report is suddenly seen as somebody who's not dependable, because you'd wonder sometimes how the Stasi would sort of create their files and that. But there's a conversation mentioned which René Gratz, her husband, had in 1963 about which is critical. And the person who wrote the file is now saying that actually René Gratz, her husband, is critical of the GDR and wants a Western orientation and wants more freedom and art. And in the file, they suggest the circumstances for a possible observation that there are people local who work for the Stasi, and there are sort of police local, and that there's a position opposite the Elizabeth Shaw and her husband's apartment, which could be a useful point of observation.
Yeah, that's so so interesting. We do have to leave it there, I'm afraid, Fergal. But thank you very much for... Speaker of the State. And congratulations on a book on that book cover. I don't know if you're responsible for it, but you don't see a woman holding a baby and smoking a fag anymore in photographs. The book is called How I Came to Berlin by Elizabeth Shaw. That was Fergal Linehan there you were just listening to.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.